bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. For this reason, a man shall leave father and mother and cling to his wife, and they shall be two in one flesh. What is so clear from that text is that marriage is established by God, instituted by God. As one American writer who talks to teenagers always says, God invented sex. Sex was not the result of some human evolution of the caveman or cavewoman. That's chapter 1 and chapter 2. They set the norms of human sexuality there. Now we know that the human race, after the fall of Adam and Eve, didn't always observe those norms. And we know that humans throughout the century have had difficulty practicing chastity, to which everyone is bound, married and single alike. For the married is conjugal chastity and fidelity. For the single is abstinence, not only exterior but interior, from various forms of lust.